Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Wargaming Podcast Game Show. The UK Masters Mind.
No way affiliated or associated with the long-running BBC TV show Mastermind.
We're your hosts, Tony.
And Paul.
Tonight we have four willing victims. We have Adam Tanker-Jones. His specialist subject is Warriors of the Dark God. We have Kieran Dunn. His specialist subject is Vermin Swarms. Luke Williams has chosen his specialist subject of Undying Dynasties, and Chris Bond has chosen Kingdom of Equitaine. So with butterflies in the pit of your stomach, nerves jangling and palms sweating, these are recognised conditions for the UK Masters Mind. Contestants, upon undertaking what will be known as the greatest game show in the Ninth Agesphere.
Now, the show is split into two halves with a chosen specialist round of 2 minutes, followed by a general knowledge quiz of 2.5 minutes. As we know, there can be only one master. First up, we have the specialist round. Who's first on the chair tonight? So, name?
Adam.
Armies played this year?
Warriors. Dread Elves. I think that's it.
Perfect. And specialist subject chosen?
Warriors in the Dark Gods.
Perfect. Okay. So we've got 2 minutes on the clock. Your time starts now. Name the favours of the Dark Gods.
The Seven Deadly Sins.
Indeed. Name away.
Lust, Pride, Sloth, Envy, Wrath, Gluttony. Let's see what greed.
Well done. What is the god of gluttony called?
Akam.
Well done. What is the name of the banner that gives a unit the bound version of Hellfire?
Icon of the Infinite.
How many points is the Weird Stone?
15.
Correct. Exalted Herald. What four rules are gained by the Emissary of Chaos choice?
Stomp D6, Fear, or Terror actually it might be. Terror, Stubborn, and... Dunno.
Four. Tall.
Tall.
Doomlord, how many points for a halberd?
20.
25. What three parts of magic does a sorcerer have access to?
Evocation, alchemy, occultism.
Correct. What's the advanced movement value of a sky will?
6, 18.
The advanced movement?
6.
Correct. What's the defensive value of a fallen?
2.
Correct. What's the maximum number of models you can have in a Forsworn unit?
Forsworn, 10.
Ooh, close. 9.
9, yeah.
The special selection, Battle Shrine. What are the three spells that the wizard must select from?
Hellfire.
Carry on.
Hellfire. I don't know if it's Breath of Corruption. It's Hellfire. Word. Rot Within. Something else. I don't know. Pass.
Close. Whispers of the Veil, the Grave Calls, and Hellfire. No passes. And at the end of that round, Tanky, you've got 7 points. So, coming up onto the stage, we have Kieran. What's your specialist subject, Kieran?
Vermin Swarm.
What armies have you played this year?
Infernal Dwarves and Vermin Swarm.
2 minutes on the clock, starting now. In the armory, name 5 weapon choices.
Mundane or magical?
It's just the undead. In the armory, name the 5 weapons that are listed.
Secrets of the Doomblade. No, pass.
What's the name of the banner enchantment that enables the bearer's unit to start the game in tunnel reserves?
Banner of the Last Bell.
Right, Bell of the Deep Roads.
Ah.
How many points is the Orb of Attius?
65.
The Ruinous Dictator, Mortal Origin, Lord of Legions option. What does the model gain?
Gains Great Weapon and Paired Weapons and Weapon Master.
Ooh, paired and Great Weapons. We'll give you that one, mate. House Prefect, how many points is the option Fethys Fleshmaster?
0.
Correct. What's the maximum number of models you can take in a Vermin Slaves unit?
50.
It's 80. Giant Rats, what four model rules do they have?
Fight next to rank, dev charge, plus one strength, counts as core above 20, can reform without musician.
No, it's callous, insignificant, life is cheap, and devastating charge.
Yeah.
The legendary drill team, how many grind attacks do they have?
It's changed. It's now 3.
Correct. Ignifier Grenadiers, how many points per extra model?
12.
Oh, correct. What base are Vermin Artillery?
60 by 60 round.
75 mil.
Yeah.
Okay, Kieran, not bad, not bad. That's 4 correct with 1 pass. The pass was in the armory. Name the 5 weapon options. You've got Bloodpox Blades, Jezail, Rotary Gun, Canister Launcher, and Deep Fire Thrower. But thanks, not a bad shout. 4 correct. Thanks very much. Okay, next up we have Luke Williams. Evening, Luke.
Evening.
So what's your chosen category?
Undying Dynasties.
And what armies have you used this year?
Vampire, Covenant, and Undying Dynasties.
Ooh. Okay, so let's put your 2 minutes on the clock and let's get going. What's the name of your hereditary spell?
Pass.
What's the name of the artifact that bestows the bearer with plus one health point and loses flammable? Should it have had it?
Blessed Wrappings.
Correct. How many points is the Sun's Embrace?
35.
Correct. The Monarchs of Undeath. What are the two options called?
Pass.
What is the percentage cap for the Entombed?
Pass.
How many points is the Shah Guardian mount for a Nomarch?
Oh. 235.
Close. It's 290. What's the discipline of a casket of Fatep?
8.
Correct. How many points is the Charnel Catapult?
Oh, 180.
Correct. How many riders does a Dread Sphinx have?
4.
Incorrect. 0. The Tomb Reaper, how many points for paired weapon upgrade?
Tomb Reaper's 20.
Correct. What two spells do Scales of Destiny give to a Colossus?
Fate's Judgment and Ice and Fire.
Correct. How many character mount options are there in the quick reference sheet?
5.
Correct. Finally, what's the range of a Great Aspen bow?
Great Aspen is 36 inches.
Correct. I'm out of questions because you passed.
Get me back in. What was it? So terracotta. Nah, I can't remember the two names of the. I don't know.
No problem. Go through. So you got 1, 2.
It's Barrow Legion.
5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, though, Luke. Well done. You passed on the hereditary spell, which is Death is Only the Beginning.
Mm.
You passed on the Monarchs of Undeath, the Commander of the Terracotta Army, and the Lord of the Barrow Legion. Yeah. The percentage cap for Entombed is 30%. Good attempt, sir. Well played. Thank you. And then next up, we've got Chris Bond. Welcome, Chris. What's your army of choice?
Kingdom of Equitaine.
What armies have you been using this year?
A few. KOE, Dwarven Holds for a bit. I think SE at the start of the year, and a bit of UD as well on the side.
And playing around, I like it. Confident?
Nope. I skim read the changes to the book this morning, so we'll see.
Good man, good man. I must say, we are hoping that you are not cheating by having it like I am on a second screen. Not giving you guys any ideas. But right, let's fly into it. 2 minutes is set on the clock. Let's give this a whirl. So question one, Orisons, name the three of them.
Holy Strike, Holy Shield, and something else. Pass, I guess.
What's the maximum number of units in the army that can start in a prepared position?
Five?
It's three.
Oh.
What's the casting value of your hereditary spell, Breath of the Lady?
Seven.
Correct. What heavy armor enchantment bestows the wearer with +2 armor?
Percival's Panoply.
Correct. How many points is the artifact, the Sacred Chalice?
25.
Oh, it's 20, sir. 20. Mm. Army organization, what's the max percentage cap permitted for the Fae?
20%.
Correct. Equitaine Lord, how many points for the Justice Knightly principle?
55.
Correct. How many separate unit entries count as scoring in special?
Going to go with 4.
Correct. The Lady's Courtier, how many points for the Courtier of the Dawn option?
10.
Oh, it's 3.
Mm.
What's the maximum range of a trebuchet?
No idea. Going to say 72.
Bang on the money. 72 it is. How many character mounts are detailed in the quick reference sheet?
6.
Correct. Name the beast that the hedge knights ride to battle.
Oh, so I read this. It's Cobb.
No, correct.
I think.
Final question. What's the airspeed of an unladen swallow?
I understand the reference. That's my answer.
Oh, African or European would have been the response I was looking for. But good attempt. You got 8 correct. You passed on the Orisons. You've got shielding, striking, and discipline. See anything you passed on? So great shout there, Chris. So at the end of the specialist subject round, the scores are as follows. With 4 points, we have Kieran. In third place, with 7 points, we have Tanker. In second place, with 8, but with 3 passes, is Luke. And leading currently with 8 and only 1 pass is Chris. Well done, guys.
So now we move into the general knowledge round. If there's a tie at the number at the end of the round, the number of passes is taken into account and the person with the fewest passes is the winner. We'll start the round with the lowest score. So, Kieran, will you please take the chair? Welcome, Kieran, with a current 2022 ranking score of 180.51 in 43rd position. You won the English Championship and your place at the rankings. Thank you for coming on tonight.
I feel I may regret it.
Yeah, well, yeah, thank you for putting yourself forward. Not that we gave you much of a choice. So what army are you looking to take to the Masters?
Nearly definitely taken Vermin Swarm.
And looking back over the 2022 period, did you have a favourite or hardest game of the year?
Hardest game of the year was definitely Serbia at ETC, because I thought I got a very favourable matchup in that I was playing 45 Grenadiers versus a 3-base Sylvan Elf list, which was great in theory. However, I was also playing a 13-year-old, which makes things very awkward. it was one of the player's sons who I know quite well. He's a lovely little chap, but that was a weird game. There's a couple of pictures that's up on the Viking Viking photo Elray's website anyway, of me rolling dice and just this like 12, 13-year-old boy on the other side. It's like, can't really swap.
Crushing his dreams.
Yeah.
How could you?
you can't be too mean. Jeez. Oh, actually, funny story. That's the same boy that Jake made cry. So he didn't want to repeat it.
That's true. You know how it will follow you around. So have you got a favourite to win this year's Masters?
Well, it'd be stupid not to say me. I'd say if I wasn't backing myself, between Tank and Ed.
Very good.
I've played Ed. He's a very good player. And Tank rolls very good dice.
Well, and that's the skill in itself, isn't it?
So, no.
Talking of winning, though, let's get into your general knowledge round. So we have 2.5 minutes on the clock, and your time starts now. Name the pyromancy spell, which is a damage and a hex with a range of 24-inch aura and is cast on an 8+.
Cascading fire?
Nope, it was Scorching Salvo. Sure. What are the rules for a light lance when used in the front arc by a non-infantry model?
+1 strength, +1 AP.
Yep. A casting roll of 3 threes causes what miscast effect?
Two hits equal to strength of number of dice rolls on the caster's unit.
It was 2d6 hits AP2 with a strength equal to the number of dice rolled. Which terrain features allow scouts to deploy at least 12 inches from enemy units instead of the normal 18 inches?
Forests and fields.
And water features, I'm afraid. Oh. What unit type and size counts water terrain as dangerous?
Standard size.
And type?
Infantry.
Correct. Which path of magic has the attribute duality, which can reduce the casting value of spells? Correct. What spell classification, 1 to 6, is the shamanism spell Totemic Summon?
6.
It's number 5. What is the name of the 50-point suit of armor, which sets the wearer's armor to 5, which can never be improved beyond this?
Mithril armor.
Correct. Which deployment type divides the board with a diagonal line across the board?
Pass.
The witchcraft attribute spell is Evil Eye, which has a range of 24 inches and a universal type with the duration of 1 turn. What is the effect?
+1 movement or -1 movement.
Correct. How many dangerous terrain tests would a large chariot take if it was in contact with a terrain feature that counted as dangerous?
3.
Correct. The evocation magic path had its number 1 and number 4 spells classification swapped in the latest update. The number 4 spell is now Spectral Blades. I've started, so I'll finish. What is the name of the new number 1 spell?
Ancestral Aid.
Correct. At the end of that round, you scored 7 with 1 pass.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next up, we have Adam. Tanker, please take your seat. Hi, Tanker. So 400 points in the 22 rankings. placing you at number one. You won Art of War, Welsh Championships, Breakthrough, and your team carried you for Black Country Brawl teams.
Yep.
Happy? Oh, you can't really get any better than that. Oh, I mean, apart from including the team score, but we'll let you off that one.
Yeah, it was a pretty solid year towards the end. I didn't do too well at the start of the year, to be honest.
So, because you do switch around armies, although it's normally Dread Elves and Warriors, and quite a lot of Warriors towards the end, quite a lot of 20s off me, I noticed as well. If I'm playing well, you get 19. But so what army are you taking to the Masters?
I'm taking Warriors because I couldn't be bothered to paint enough Dread Elves.
And do you have a favourite or a hardest game of the year?
It's actually two, and it's actually against Luke. We've had the last two times we played Warriors against UD have been crazy. So especially it's all big monsters against lots of wretched ones. So it's just been so swingy.
And did you win them both?
19-1 in both, but I had to check. But we were both chatting and I think both of them could have gone the other way, 19-1 as well.
So who do you think's going to win the Masters?
I think based on the travesty that is the book, anyone that takes Vermin Swarm and doesn't win with them should be looked at harshly.
No pressure and giving yourself a way out. Very good, Taker.
Yeah, I do think there's going to be three or four. I think it's going to be one of the least picked army masters ever as well, because there's obviously going to be three or four KOE and two or three SE as well. So there's not going to be a vast swathe of armies either.
Well, if you're ready for the general knowledge round, mm-hmm. We have 2.5 minutes on the clock and the time starts now. What is the points cost of Alchemist's Alloy, which 15. Gives the... Oh, hang on. Yeah, correct. Occultism spells can be amplified by using the sacrifice spell attribute. How many hits would be taken in a unit of Discipline 5?
3.
It's 2.
What
is the name of the secondary objective where, at the end of each game turn, after the first, the player with the most scoring units within the 6 inches
hold
of...
Hold ground.
Correct. Name the alchemy spell where the target gains +1 armor penetration, flaming attacks...
Warrior gold.
Correct. And what is the casting value?
8+.
Correct. What is the range at which a unit must take a frenzy test, assuming the frenzied unit is not shaken and the enemy is in the front arc?
Advance +7.
Correct. Trial of Faith can be cast on a 7+ as a damage, direct and hex. If boosted, it can be cast on a 10+ with a range of 18. What is the additional effect of boosting the spell?
You can pick a model.
Focus. Correct. Assuming it doesn't misfire, how many hits would a flamethrower do to a 6-rank unit if in the front or rear arc?
D6 +5 D3.
It's actually capped at 4 D3. A casting roll of 5+ causes which miscast effect?
2 hits that wound on a 4+ AP 10.
Correct. What type of units have to make dangerous terrain tests for forests?
Cavalry, monstrous cavalry and chariots.
Incorrect. There's also flyers. What is the only non-attribute spell in the pyromancy path of magic, which is replicable?
Fireball.
Correct. What can you enchant with the Willow's Ward? It can only be given... Correct. On the misfire table... I've started, so I'll finish. On the misfire table, what is the effect of rolling a 2?
Can't shoot again.
Correct. Cannot shoot for the rest of the game. And at the end of that, you score 10 points. Well done.
Cheers.
So, Luke, if you take your seat, please. So, Luke, you have a 2022 ranking score of 312.85, putting you in 13th position. A very respectable score. So, what army have you decided to take to the Masters this year?
It's going to be UD, not surprisingly, I don't think.
Yeah. Would you feel a fish out of water if you dropped them at the last minute and took Rampart?
I mean, yeah. I'd also have to do a lot of painting. And, you know, I just haven't got the infantry.
You did mention you'd taken Vermin. Was that for...
No, that
not,
was...
Not Vermin, Rampart. Was that a UB tournament?
One UB and one smaller, just a little thing. I think, a 2,500 run by Jack. If that was this year, but yeah, so like just little things, but yeah, I enjoyed them, but yeah.
Too much painting infantry. So do you have a favorite game of the year or a hardest game of the year? But
you know what, I was gonna say the two against tankers, bloody wretched ones, both games in which they just ruined my day two different ways. One with a 17 inch movement, which was like glorious and just ruined, and one that just didn't die to let me go through it and try and kill the rest of his army. But yeah, those are the two.
Now that sounds really familiar from this side of the table as well, because I've had Tanker do that a couple of times to me. So who do you think's gonna win the Masters this year? Is this your year?
Yeah, no doubt, 100%. I'm backing myself. Gotta do it. Gotta show the haters. UD still in the crown. Like still as broken as they were. What is it now? 3-4 years ago when they hit. Yeah.
Very good. So your 2.5 minutes are on the clock, and your time starts now. The evocation spell Spectral Blades can be cast on 6+ to reroll failed wound rolls with its melee attacks. What additional effect do you receive for casting the boosted Lethal version? Strike. Correct. What type of cover would fields provide to a giant fully within the Nothing. Terrain feature? Correct, as it has towering presence. What is the spell duration for the occultism spell The Rot Within?
Forever, ongoing.
Correct. Permanent. Yeah,
permanent.
That's correct. What missile weapon has a 30-inch range and one shot at strength 3?
Longbow.
Correct. What is the miscast roll for broken concentration?
Triple one.
Correct. In which deployment type does the player choosing the deployment zone also choose a short table edge, and the other player gets the opposite short table
edge? Dawn Assault.
Correct. What spell classification, 1-6 or hereditary, is the cosmology spell Truth or Time?
2.
Correct. What is the points cost for the Hero Heart, a hand weapon and paired weapon enchantment? The wielder
50
gains...
points.
Correct. What's the name of the rule whereby the model cannot be the general?
Not a leader.
Correct. What is the range of the thaumaturgy spell Wrath of God?
Is it like 96? I'd say.
Correct. On a misfire table, what's the effect of rolling a 4?
Misfire. Can't shoot this turn or next.
Correct. Which cosmology spell effect is the target recovers one health point or the target suffers one hit? that wounds automatically with armor penetration 10 and magical attack.
It's number 6. Pass.
What is the name of the universal rule where during step 3 of the magic phase sequence, each of the active player's models with this rule may add X veil tokens to the owner's veil pool?
Sorry, could I hear that one again?
Of course. What is the name of the universal rule whereby during step 3 of each magic phase sequence, each
siphon
of the
veil.
It's channel.
Ah, all right.
So you scored 11 points with one pass. Your pass was, which cosmology spell effect is the target recovers one health point or the target suffers one hit that wounds automatically with armor penetration 10 and magical attacks? That is touch the heart.
Mm, yeah.
So you have 19 points and 4 passes. Please take your seat. And our next contestant is Chris. Hi, Chris. You have a 2022 ranking score of 273.75 and were placed 20th overall. Are you looking forward to the Masters?
Yeah, it's a bit of a change of plan. I was planning on doing the Open, snuck in at the last minute. Through dropouts, so I'll take it, I guess.
Well, same here. have you decided what army to take with you?
Yeah, so like I said before, I've played like SE, UD, Dwarven Holds, and KOE this year, so I subbed Ogres.
Ooh. A last minute switch.
Speechless from Tony.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know which armies you'd played in the rest of the year, but still, yeah. I was assuming when I saw the messages I've heard you were going for KOE for the filth, but
I was painting up an ogre army for the Open in general. I just thought, why not? The other option was to carry on with MSU dwarves, which I've been doing for a little bit, but with at least 4 people taking KOE and I think probably like 2 or 3 demons as well, it's going to be. It's not too fun getting run at and either shooting them off or getting removed. So
you're okay as well because Paul's muted during this section. So looking back over the year, do you have a favourite or a hardest game during the 2022?
I haven't played that many games this year. I can't really remember any of them. So probably some KOE filth. I'll probably go with the game against Tom Parker at Cardiff where I bet the entire game pretty much on giving him a 9 on dice charge on his Sea Guard and him failing it. And then he made it. And then KOE filth got me out of jail and my 400 point folk hero beat his 900 point lord to death with Tristan's resolve. So I'll take that one.
Played for that. It was all a cunning trap by the sound of it. So do you think ogres will be the army for you? Do you think you're going to be the master, or do you have a favourite?
If I am the master, everyone's got to take a solid look at themselves, I think. But I think it's probably going to be between Kieran and Tank, so it's a alien versus predator situation, isn't it? Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah, very much so. We all lose in that one, so no pressure, you two. So are you ready for your general knowledge round?
I guess.
Okay, we have 2.5 minutes on the clock, and we'll see if I can actually count the score this time. So your time starts now. In the breakthrough secondary, what is counted and what is the maximum which can be counted?
Scoring units in your opponent's deployment zone, it's up to 3.
Correct. What is the name of the occultism number 1 spell which can be boosted to an augment with a 12-inch range?
Oh, God. Pass.
What is the range of a pistol?
12 inches.
Correct. What is the name of a roll on a d6 which refers to the value of the dice before any modifiers are applied?
Natural roll.
Correct. What is the witchcraft number 3 spell cast on a 6+ or boosted to an 8+, which is a range 36 hex, and the effect that the target cannot use shooting attacks or -2 to casting if boosted?
God, my brain's saying Deceptive Glamour, but it's not that. Pass.
What is the name of the secondary objective where the player who has the lowest number of their marked units removed as casualties at the end of the game? Correct. Which path has the magic attribute Hidden Paths?
Is it Druidism there? Is that what it's called?
Incorrect. It was Divination. Mm-hmm. Which universal rule means that if more than half of a unit's models have this rule, the unit automatically passes panic tests and cannot declare? Correct. Cleansing Light is a close combat weapon enchantment. At the start of each round of combat, the wielder may choose to have its attacks made with this weapon with which two attributes?
Flaming or Divine.
Correct. In the counter thrust deployment, how far are the deployment zones from the center line and how far must you deploy from enemy units?
8 inches from the center and 20 inches away.
Correct. What is the miscast name and effect of rolling 4+4?
Amnesia, and you can't cast a spell for the rest of the game.
Correct. Which spell path attribute effect is that the melee attacks against the target can never wound on better? Correct. Thank you very much, Chris. At the end of that, you score 9 points and you have 2 passes.
Yes.
So your passes were, what's the name of the occultism number 1 spell which can be boosted to an augment of 12 inches range? That's Breath of Corruption. And what is the witchcraft number 3 spell cast on a 6+ or boosted on an 8+ with a 36 inch range hex and the effect that the target cannot use shooting attacks or -2 modifier to its casting rolls if boosted? That's Twisted Effigy. So at the end of that round, you have a score of 17 and 3 passes.
Okay, so that wraps up the general knowledge round. Well done, guys. Bit of an interesting change to the scores as well, actually. In fourth place, and with a valiant attempt, but he plays Vermin Swarm, so meh. Kieran with 11 points. Well played, buddy. In third place, Chris with 17, but with 3 passes. Second place, we've got Adam. Well played, mate. No passes, which means we've got Luke in first place with 19. Well played, mate. Any words?
Thank you very much. And how many extra points do I get at the Masters now?
This is it. Master of Mastermind, mate. I think that's it. You're done.
All right, I'll take it.
That's it. No need to turn up next weekend. Job done. No, well played all. Thanks very much. Hope you guys have enjoyed it at home. It's a bit of something new. We might need to refine this a little bit. Apologies for the music. Tried ripping it from the show, but only off listening to it. God, it's dull. But anyway, good luck to all at the Masters next weekend. I'll be seeing you there along the in the open. I didn't quite make it. Not enough of you dropped out. I was hoping with it being that far north, there'll be more dropouts, but I think I needed all of you to drop before I got in. So not much hope there. But yeah, I'll see you all next weekend and we'll see you all soon.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Cheers.
God, it's dull, isn't it? We're going to have to do something with this music.
You taking the demons, Tony?
I am. In many ways, it looks like an identical list to the one I've taken all year.
Okay, so you're going to let me charge a moral with Flaming Banner again?
Well, you know what? It's failed every time I've played you. This time, it's bound to work.
Tank, I can't feel you're being very specific in your earlier comments.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Are you one of the online haters that have been bitching and moaning about the book?
Plus one to wound with shooting is mental. Like, I don't care.
Why does VS, like, in the forum have a thread that's dedicated to telling people who think Vim's form very strong that they're wrong and stupid? Like, the VS players, like, made their own thread where they're just, like, attacking people.
Yeah, that wasn't the smartest thing to do. But, like, the shooting hasn't been improved that much. The rattling guns have half the amount of hits. They get plus one to wound and, like, do half hits.
Yeah. It's the flamethrower, is there, right? It just lifts, like, half a unit in one go.
They always lifted half a unit in a go.
Yeah, but now they do it easier.
Why is it easier?
Now they do it with the best chance to stop them.
Yeah.
Vermin bashing. I should step in, but I hate vermin almost as much as I hate dwarves. So carry on.
I'm learning.
Not many people play with vermin swarm in the UK tournament scene. I don't know why. I think they're really, really strong. But again, it's nice to see the books had a bit of love. They got a lot of negative hate when they came out and people dropped them because they said they weren't fun. I disagree with that personally. But
was fun code for easy wins?
Code, yes. Was kind of generally code for like 13 pages of FAQ and 8th edition Warhammer, and then 9th have tried to fix it as best as they can, but it's still a bent book because of the basis of it. But anyway,
ATC, it did feel like every single pairing's like, it was just like, should we just pair the two VS players together and make them have their own special table? And
oh, that hasn't been this edition, that's been all the editions. I played one of the Six Nations whereby I played 4 Vermin Swarms and maybe 1 Dark Elf.
Maybe not for your favourite game, Chris, but the game that gave me the most headaches out of all the games I've watched ever was your game against the Luxembourg KOE, was it?
I wanted to forget that one.
Yeah, that was that.
I didn't cast a single spell for 2 magic phases, like throwing 4 dice at like a 9 dice, like 9 on dice cast and stuff. It all just fell apart, and I think that's the only time I've been on tilt in about 3 years. It was awful. Yeah.
Just standing there, not being able to do anything about it either, was like...
I thought we had to do like a worst game and best game, so I was about to go in. Best game was definitely against Tim Bonick, because the results we got against Scotland meant Tanka had to pay out money because England came so terribly low at DTC.
Is that the game, or is that just watching Tanka's pain? Is that the...
Both.
Oh, Tanka's pain, definitely.
You'll be reaching for that blade behind him.
To be honest, it was more watching Fraz by paying money out. Was the I never thought you'd see the day that would happen.
it was a good ETC.
I was going to say, guys, thanks very much for coming on. Have you guys got any jokes at all that you want to end the show with?
So, a man and a boy walk into a dark forest, and they're walking and walking and walking. They've been walking for a couple of hours, and the boy tugs on the man's hand, and he goes, Mister, it's really dark. I'm getting scared now. And the man looks at him and goes, how do you think I feel? I've got to walk back alone.
Dark.
It's an oldie, but it's not a goodie.
the dark forest. Whenever that name gets brought up, it just makes me think of that joke every time.
Reminds me of your youth. Is that right? When you're left in the forest by yourself? Is that what it's...
Yeah.
It's the only explanation for his personality, to be honest.
You know, I'm giving you a lift next week, right?
he'll be walking at this rate, yeah, wouldn't he?
I'm going to give him a lift to Durham, just leave him in Durham for extra awkwardness.
Jesus. Abandoned in Durham. That sounds like the worst BBC show ever.
Escape Durham. That's the...
anyone else?
Durham. Go on, I'll hop in next. Did I ever tell you when I was... when I was younger, I used to love building sandcastles with my granddad. And then my mum got really annoyed and took the urn away.
Oh, that's good. That sorry, Tanker, cool. You've been knocked down in the rankings, the urn wins.
Just a dart, though, isn't it?
I'm worried about Luke's, so we'll leave that one till last.
I kept a PC for broadcasting purposes.
I mean, I've just got a terrible... pretty much cracker joke is, I mean, it's KOE adjacent. What cheese do you use to disguise a horse? Mascarpone.
Oh, yeah. See. There you go. You got the groan. Oh, crack a joke.
That's what you look for, isn't it?
That's it.
Matt will be frothing at his mouth, by the way, because you've called a horse a pony or something.
Oh, I did think of that, yeah.
He'll be looking at different horse types, waving his fist at you next week.
I assume the change to the hedge knight horse in the KOE book was a Matt-based thing, or it was just like, no, that horse isn't agile enough to be light troops.
Yeah, it's a safe like bet, is it?
Or like the old
was it
one
before? Was the real Do we know what it was called?
It was like a courser or something before.
Destria?
No, that's the main one.
Yeah. No.
Is it a draft horse before or something like that?
No, that was the Unbreakable Dudes. There was like seven different horse names and they're all basically the same. It's so stupid.
The drop.
No worries here, but come on, Luke, let's have it.
Yeah. So my one was Long Hard and Full of Seamen.
I know this one.
Yeah, a submarine.
There you go. That wasn't too bad.
I was expecting you to get everyone cancelled or something.
Yeah.
Very good. No, thank you, chaps, for those jokes. Possibly apart from Chris, but much appreciated.
But again, guys, thanks very much for taking part. And look forward to seeing you all guys next weekend.
Mm-hmm. See you next week, chaps.
I'll expect my prize when I get to Durham.